stock. This is trading on Munoz Jose. M-U-N-O-Z. M as in Mary. M-U-N-O-Z. Jose, J-O-S-E. Date of birth is 9/21/63. Date of visit 10/17/23. Please make copy for Robert Switowski. That's S-W-I-E-T-A-R-S-K-I. Switowski, M-D. Robert Switowski. S-W-I-E-T-A-R-S-K-I. Switowski. Date of, visit is 10/17. Next, chief complaint is history of asthma and persistent cough. Next paragraph, physical illness. This is a 60-year-old male with a history of cough and past history for asthma. Has prior history for being exposed to toxic dust and fumes when he worked on the 9/11 building rescue period. The patient has had intermittent episodes of bronchitis with asthmatic attacks and previously has been on inhaled steroids, including Arnuvity, Ellipta, one puff a day, but does not use it regularly. He had another episode of bronchitis about 2 months ago, and presently is doing better and has to use the rescue inhaler occasionally. He also has some postnasal drip and hoarseness and reflux symptoms. The chest x-ray done. A chest CT done on 5/8/23 showed mild atelectatic changes in the lung bases and in the right middle lobe and lingula, but no evidence of effusions. The mediastinal nodes are not enlarged, period. The CVC was unremarkable, and blood sugar was normal. The blood sugar was slightly elevated at 124, and cholesterol of 189. And hemoglobin is 14.8. The eosinophils was 7.9%. The hemoglobin A1C 5.7. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has included history of ventral hernia repair with wire mesh, with mesh placement. Also, history of cholecystectomy. And he has had gastroesophageal reflux. There is a history for mild hypertension. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin and Cipro. Next paragraph, habits. The patient is a non-smoker, does not drink alcohol. Next, med list included losartan, 50 milligrams daily, Arnuvity, Ellipta, 200 micrograms, one puff a day, and Rabeprazole, 20 milligrams daily, Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN. Next, family history, father died of cirrhosis, mother died of lung cancer. Next paragraph, review of symptoms, patient has no fatigue or fever, no weight loss, no glaucoma or cataracts, no sore throat, but has some post-nasal drip and nasal congestion. Also has persistent cough, wheezing, and no shortness of breath. Denies urinary frequency, flank pains, dysuria. He has no abdominal pains, but has reflux and denies diarrhea or constipation. No chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, and no anxiety or depression. He has no headache, seizures, or memory loss. He has no joint pains or muscle aches. Denies any skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This well-built, middle-aged male was alert, but no acute distress. There was no clubbing, cyanosis, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse is 80, this patient's 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 201, saturation 98. HE and D non-spheric pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucous edematous, ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, no thyromegaly. Chest, distant breath sounds with occasional wheezes scattered in the upper lung fields. Prolonged expirations. Heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2. No murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no urinomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema or lesions, no calf tenderness, reflex of the 1 plus. No gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breast number 1 is asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number 2 is history of hypertension. And number 3 is chronic cough. And number 4 is gastroesophageal reflux. Number 5 is number 5 is hyperglycemia. Next paragraph plan, patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a follow-up chest CT without contrast and get a CBC and an IgE level and a total eosinophil count. He will continue with the Arnuvity Ellipta, one puff a day, and Albuterol inhaler, two puffs, TID, PRN. And follow-up visit we arranged here approximately 4 weeks, at which time we'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Robert Switsarski, Switsarski, MD. Copy for him, please. Start this is on.